Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Dane Clemen-Jules with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the CEOs of Southeast Queensland councils all have pay packets greater than their corresponding elected mayor. These chief executives are responsible for overseeing the council's day-to-day activities, managing staff, and enacting policy. As per the Brisbane Times, at least six of the region's chief executives are paid $500,000 annually, surpassing the premier's salary. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner defended the Brisbane City Council executive Kerry Freeman's salary, stating, quote, "That's okay, as long as we get results, as long as we get value for ratepayers' money, and that is exactly what is happening," end quote.
At 10 a.m. we reported that only one Australian capital, Melbourne, has seen housing prices drop. On the other side of that coin, Queensland rent has hit a record high, with Brisbane and surrounding regions sitting at $670 a week. Shockingly, rent on the Gold Coast is now $850 a week, even higher than Sydney's median cost of $760. Queenslanders' rent encompasses over a third of many household incomes, the official threshold for rental stress. Brisbane's median rent climbed 3.1% over the December quarter and 6.3% over all of 2025. Even the traditionally cheaper option of unit rental has surged 8.3% over the last year, rising even higher than housing rental prices. The REA Group senior economist, Anne Flaherty, warns of little relief across the state, stating, quote, "Until we see a meaningful turnaround in housing supply, which is going to take several years, it is going to remain a challenging and expensive market to rent in." In national news, Karratha's primary water source, the Harding Dam, has hit its lowest water level in almost 40 years. Yesterday, Karratha recorded rainfall for the first time since August of 2025. The dam is 16.8% full. When it drops below 18%, the alternative is to draw supply from the Maelstrom Aquifer, a culturally significant site for the First Nations people in the area. The WA government has teamed up with the mining company Rio Tinto to plan for a new desalination plant at its existing Dampier operation for the short term, as they look for less climate-reliant solutions for the future.
In the Northern Territories, an incoming administrator, equivalent to state governor and a representative of the Crown in Australia, has a pretty outdated sense of humour. The administrator, David Connolly, has come under scrutiny after now-deleted social media posts resurfaced. In one of these posts, Connolly blamed First Nations people for the Northern Territory's bushfire problem, stating that, quote, "You cannot convince me they are doing good for this country," end quote. Connolly also joked online that the Greens expected him to be at home doing domestic violence while he was out fighting fire. The position of administrator is meant to be a non-partisan position.
In international news, United States President Donald Trump has invited world leaders to join his so-called Board of Peace, an entity that started with a mandate to oversee the administration and reconstruction of Gaza. A letter of invitation and a draft charter have been sent to some 60 countries, offering participation in, quote, "an international organization that seeks to promote stability, restore dependable and lawful governance, and secure enduring peace in areas affected or threatened by conflict," end quote. Trump's proposal has been heavily criticized. Human rights experts and advocates have argued that Trump overseeing a board to supervise a foreign territory resembles a colonial structure. A so-called Gaza Executive Board is expected to operate under the broader Board of Peace. According to the draft charter, there are no Palestinian members of the board over its advisory groups, only the interim governance, relegating Palestinians in Gaza to strictly municipal functions when it comes to their future. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.